As always, I have opinions.
Oh, do you? What about movies? You have opinions on movies?
Dude, let's talk about some motherfucking movies.
Oh, shit, son.
I don't care if I look stupid or not.
Drink vodka in moderation, kid.
Never trust a big booty and a smile.
I'm always trying to shove it in the back.
And sometimes I don't know if you're joking or not.
Hold still.
Yeah, boy, straight the door.
My wife sounds like Bane. What's stuck on that?
Look at us, it's going to be awkward.
Hey, this is PJ Souls, and you are totally listening to the Bad Boys Podcast. Keep listening, or you know who might come after you.
The Boogeyman, and we're not talking about Donald Trump, even though he is a scary man. We're talking about Michael Myers. You guys knew that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do recall that much.
Okay.
Yes.
PJ Souls, do you know who she played in the movie?
No, I don't. I'd be lying if I was like, oh yeah, it's because I don't remember.
Strangely enough, she died via phone cord. My kids would be like, "What the?
Oh, fuck?
What is that? What is Michael Myers using to kill her? Like, she's obviously using that to talk to somebody, but what's it attached to? It's got a fucking phone cord. Think about that.
Mm.
How crazy is that? A phone cord?
Yeah, right.
Who would go into any middle school? What's the chance that they're going to know what a phone cord is?
Exactly.
Right.
You put the phone on their table. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have the little toy. Remember the little toy? It had a face. The little phone.
The eyes. Yeah, they go back and forth as you dial.
Did that ever make it in Toy Story?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Did any of you guys have one of those?
I think we did, yeah.
You had a pull string, right? And then the eyes would move up and down or left to right?
Yeah.
You pull on it? Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, I know. Now, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Now, the pull string and the eyes, that thing. No, I didn't have that shit.
Fisher Price. Yeah.
Fisher Price, my phone, my first creepy-ass phone. The kids won't even
know. No, I remember, like, the first cordless phone.
Mm.
Like, that was a big fucking deal, dude. Right. I was like, because I was like a chatterbox when I was in middle school. I'd be on the phone. Dude, I'd be on that with a real long, like, extension metal antenna that and then you'd mush it back. But yeah, it would slowly, otherwise, you'd break it.
Yeah, because if your phone cord was short, you'd have to be there in the kitchen talking to your friend or whatever. And then if your mom's
cooking,
she could hear the whole conversation.
The family phone in the middle of the dining room. Yep.
You finally get that call from the girl. She's flirting with you on the phone, and you're like, "Oh shit, man, I can't talk about this."
No, that didn't happen. Right, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't have to worry about that.
Oh, you didn't have to worry about that.
Remember the insane? You'd be like, "Yo, man, go down to Ross. They got 50-foot extension cords."
Yeah,
you got lucky to get a phone. Like, the cord that would reach all the way to your room.
Yeah, that corded headset, and it would get all tangled up, coiled.
The coil.
Yeah, but what about when you're talking like, "Hey, girl, what you wearing?" And then your mom picks up, "Hey, dinner's ready." Like, what the fuck? What? Get
right.
Out the phone.
That's right.
Remember listening to your conversations when they call waiting was a big deal. Remember?
Oh my god! Hold on, I'm important. Somebody's calling.
Someone's calling right now. Hold on. Beep. Hello. Hey, such and such. Yeah, but I'm on the phone. Can you call back? All right, click. Hey, was that such and such? No, I told him to call back.
Well, because, and then it was like, if you had call waiting, it wouldn't go to answering machine.
Right.
It was easy.
Click,
like
fucking annoying.
But then there's this period in time where not everybody had answering machines. And so it's like, does this phone ring incessantly because he doesn't have an answering machine?
Right.
Do I need to call back?
They not want to pick up yet. I'll just keep calling back every minute.
And answering machines literally used fucking tape.
Yeah.
Tapes. I remember.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to bring up. If you give a kid in middle school, give him a little boombox and a cassette, you think they'll be able to figure it out and play it?
I mean, yeah.
Eventually.
Yes. They'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's usually two arrows pointing in one direction and one arrow pointing to the right.
Get the power
and one
button.
Square button.
And you push play. It says it on there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest danger would be to like accidentally hit the record button, but that's like the record button and the play button at once.
Play and record, though, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Many mixtapes created that way.
Oh boy! Oh boy, dude! I would record the theme songs to my favorite television shows.
What?
Yeah,
you had it hooked up to your VCR or something?
No, I just had it set up. I just waited because all the shows came on at the same time.
How would you record it? You put your boombox next to the TV?
I just held it.
Held it next to the speaker?
You would not.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, swear to God.
Because I needed to listen to the MacGyver theme song at any moment. It was A-Team. And then like through the third season, the A-Team changed a little bit on the second half of the song.
What?
And then fucking Knight Rider. Like, Jesus Christ. Airwolf. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, that was my intro into like electronic music.
Man, why don't you work out to fucking TV theme, man? I feel like you'd be pumped, dude. You'd be fucking like Arnold right now. You'd be jacked.
I love going back to all those old shows.
Right? Yeah. But not the sitcoms ones. Those wouldn't do it for you, right? Just straight up action.
No, it was always like the action or drama shows.
Right.
Yeah, it was MacGyver.
Did you ever get down to those songs too? Did you ever play those?
What do you mean?
Trying to get, you know, like, trying to get some?
Oh, hold on, babe. I'm getting the bra off, and I'm like, let me go hit the 18 play button. No.
Hey, I love it when a play comes together. you're telling me you wouldn't want to get down to the Demon Knight Rider?
No, the theme song's too long.
Oh, you don't. Oh, this fucking guy. Wow. And this song goes. His name was Michael Knight. Harley's like, oh, thunder and lightning.
Oh,
rap.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love Big Mouth, right? That's like my favorite comedy show.
Oh, okay.
It's just nothing does a better job of explaining what it's like to be this going through puberty boy and like masturbation and sex. And it's just like how cavemen our brains become so quickly. They do such a fabulous job of describing that experience. Although it can be kind of PTSD at times. So.
Nice. So would you get down to Murder, She Wrote theme?
Oh, I don't remember that theme song.
What about game shows? Wheel of Fortune?
Ooh.
Harley, could you last the Jeopardy theme when they're asking that final question?
No. That one's done.
That's too long.
But I'm trying to remember, like, me and my mom watched Wheel of Fortune a fair bit when I was a kid.
That's a weird transition, but all right.
Well, that was a game show.
I know.
I'm trying to remember the theme song, too, but I can't remember. Tony!
Doesn't it have a theme song? I think they just scream, Wheel of Fortune, right?
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't have a theme song.
It had to have music, though, right? Price is Right has music?
It's got to be. Oh, da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, it does, see? That's right.
Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, dude, yeah. The Price is Right. That theme song is the jam.
But there's a dubstep version of that, huh, Tony?
Oh, I'm sure. Tony, pull
episode 738 of the Bad Boys Podcast. We're about to randomly rant all things movies. I am your host, Fonzo, a.k.a. Mike Lowry. Joining me as always.
Harley, a.k.a. Marcus Burnett.
And I'm Tony, a.k.a. MCP.
Had to get bid farewell to Black Sabbath to perform last night in Birmingham, the last final show.
No.
Yes.
How old is that motherfucker?
77.
Oh,
he was sitting in his king's throne. He was singing in the chair, but he still did. We performed, man. And Geezer, Tom Iommi, dude, the whole band, man, they were rocking. They like grandpas, man, but they were fucking rocking. Sounded good, too.
Like the whole band, or is it a bunch of like 30-year-olds?
Yeah, they put on the four songs. Wow. Yeah. There's other huge bands, too, super groups. They had like Tom Morello, Guns N' Roses, Metallica. I mean, anyone that was anyone metal. It was like the equivalent to like old school Live Aid, you know, when you had a bunch of bands together.
They were all what was that Michael Jackson song?
Which one?
What was that Michael Jackson song? Yeah.
Something like that, but metal, you know, with the Prince of Darkness, you know?
This is the Hail Satan version of
That's right.
We Are the World.
That's right. We bite off bats' heads, you know, singing like that, but
Right.
So Prince of Darkness, Ozzy, man, he gave so many years. Like, so many bands were influenced by Black Sabbath. They would tell you there was probably an honor for all of them to be there. The Prince has watched them perform one last time. And the people that were there, incredibly lucky. And they did do a live stream. I've been watching them all day long. And, it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome to see. And they sounded good, man. Like, and I know he wanted to sing a lot more. And, but health-wise, he couldn't. And he sat there and, gave us four songs. So You know, shout out to Ozzy.
Yeah, man, he's had a good run.
Absolutely, you know, and then yeah, then is, Pop, yeah. All, yeah, when they yeah, the show the Osbournes, you know, he was huge there. And had a career like solo, you know, had a great solo. And every football game you go to, they fucking play Crazy Train all the time. So that guy, you know, his music will live on forever.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You made a football game? Yeah, they fucking played it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, we're here recording episode 738. I don't know what area code that is. No,
I think it's in, it says LA.
Oh, it does?
The number 738 can refer to several things, but most prominently, it is the new area code being added to the existing 213-323 area code in Los Angeles.
Oh, shit. 213 is locked, okay.
So, this is LA looking forward, well, baby. 738. Area code,
yeah. Yeah.
Shit. We must be trending.
Oh, shit. Hashtag 738.
So, right.
What's going on, fellas?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hope everybody had a good weekend.
The 4th of July. We'll get into that, I'm sure.
Right. Oh, that's right. 4th of July.
Absolutely. Well, so everyone survived, no fireworks. Yeah. I was curious about Tony if you go on the roof and watch fireworks or if there are any fireworks.
I don't give a shit about fireworks.
That's what I figured. That's what I thought. Yep. But you would have a good view, though, on your roof, right?
Actually, I don't think so. Oh. I think the fireworks are happening behind buildings. Yeah. I don't know.
All our buildings.
One of these years, maybe I'll go up and find out, but it wasn't this year.
Okay.
Yeah. We were up there earlier in the day. I mean, spoiler to my weekend, but yeah, we didn't stay up there.
Okay. Was it crowded up there? I figured everyone's going to be up there.
There was a lot of people barbecuing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And we were, I'll save it for my weekend.
Yeah, Reed, calm down, Reed. Take it easy. We do got some extras though, and then I got a double feature this week. I got picked twice, and what are we doing about the points? Did you ever discuss
that? Tony, I don't have the points.
What do you
sheet?
You don't have the points sheet. I got the points.
No, all right.
You got one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a backup. Damn, Harley. What would you do without? What would you do without Tony?
Next Sunday, I'll have the points sheet.
Is that right? Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Scouts honor.
you never went to the Boy Scouts. What are you talking about?
No, fuck no. Nope, I never went to Boy Scouts.
Would you have though?
Yeah, if somebody put me in Boy Scouts when I was a boy and I was too young to decide, yeah.
Right, no, but what if they gave you the option?
Like right, they said,
do you want to go? If you want to go, we'll pay for it and do all the things.
No,
sign you up.
No,
you said no, huh?
No, because I was like, I was a city boy, or at least I wanted to be a city boy. I was a suburb boy, right? Like I didn't want, like, somebody was like, hey, we're gonna go sit out in the woods and carve wood. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here! I want the latest Wu-Tang CD. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly.
How did you get into sports? You chose those.
How did I get into sports?
Yeah. Was that by your choice or?
Nobody put me in sports. No, of course.
Nobody put you in the corner, baby? Is that what you're saying?
Nobody put me in sports. Nobody told me what I was going to do. Everybody.
Oh, you went to soccer. You signed up yourself? Or you had your mom do it?
No, I did it because Chris Morris was in it.
Okay.
I did it because Chris was my best friend and, you know.
So he kind of told you, he kind of told you to do it without telling you to do it. You didn't do it of your own choice. You did it because someone else was doing it.
I thought, no, absolutely. I was 100% influenced by Chris and his family. So when I was that age, I ended up spending a lot of time with Chris and his family. And it was a nuclear family. He had a cool big brother that was a tagger. His parents were still married. They were, both of them were like employed and cool and like, they just seemed like they had their shit together. And so I was really like envious of that. And so I wanted to be like Chris and by extension, Chris, his older brother and his dad. Right. And so, so when they were like, his dad was the coach
Yeah, his dad would coach, yeah.
And Adam, his son, the older brother, he was the assistant coach, right? So it was like, hey, Harley, you should play soccer with us.
After Adam stopped playing, cool. Yeah, he wanted to coach. Yeah.
Right. I was like, all right, yeah, absolutely. And so, yeah, I played soccer. And that was
scored for the other team,
obviously. I scored for the other team, exactly. So that was a one-year.
Short-lived career, yeah. One and done.
Short-lived career, yeah.
You tried one and done.
I did play T-ball when I was younger. And I was like, we were still in L.A., so I was like 7 or 8. And so I was probably too young to kind of decide that. My mom probably put me in T-ball. I didn't, but football or basketball was definitely my, and track and field.
We weren't on that same team though. Turner, you weren't on that team when Harley was on it?
Not when Harley was on it. I got on the team after he left.
Damn.
Yeah.
Could have had a fucking BBC fucking soccer team way back in the day.
Oh shit.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. You got in the right time, Tony, when Harley.
Yeah, like
Tony had that defense. He had that grit, the defense. He had the knee pads. The motherfucker loved slide tackling.
Oh, that's right.
Came around his way, he was fucking getting slide tackle.
Tony did?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He did it clean, too, where he didn't get a call of flag either. You knew exactly when to slide and hit the ball, and then done.
Yep.
Did you have soccer in your family, Tony?
Yes. Well, no, not in my family. Family. Yeah. But I'm Mexican.
So what got you?
So
right,
it's in my blood. It's in my blood.
Right.
Yeah, my dad didn't play soccer. He played basketball. I played.
So you guys always played basketball. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. My dad's been playing basketball since he was young, like in his teens. But he didn't play soccer as a kid. He did martial arts and basketball. I played t-ball, baseball, soccer, and basketball. I wanted to play football, but they're like, no, you'll get hurt. It's like, yeah, but they're wearing pads. Like all these other sports I'm getting hurt in, we're not wearing pads.
Right, exactly.
Like, smart. I'm getting hurt over here anyway.
Right. At least I have pads.
Yeah, at least I have a helmet, man. Come on. But yeah, so I just played that. Soccer and t-ball was because friends of the family played. And so I ended up, and it was something to do. I'd have to, I don't think I've ever asked my parents why they signed me up for t-ball.
Be on the computer all the time if they send us out to play outside.
That's probably soccer. Why they did it, just because at that time we lived at the kennel, right? And so to get away from the kennel during business hours on the weekends. Go do sports. And so, yeah, that was probably one of the reasons.
You played for a while before I started playing. I remember your mom would always ask your mom if I wanted to play.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I don't know. I don't want to play.
I think I ended up playing a total of 7 or 8 years of soccer.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because I remember playing that really early. And
how many times did we play together? 2?
I think 2 years.
Yeah. Another Blue Devils, right? No, that's when I was coaching. I was coaching with Adam.
I do remember blue uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Bonzo, did your dad play soccer?
No. Yeah, I didn't do anything. Like I said, my mom and Tony's mom were so close, so they would always hang out. And they're like, oh, you should have him sign up. And then didn't want to. And then when I finally did, I was like, oh, this is fun. I actually liked it. I was pretty good at it, so I was like, oh, you know what, it's not bad. But I was older, so I was like, I was always almost going to end up, I would have going to play too long with Tony,
right?
My birthday was in December, so I could still, you know what I mean? I could still.
Did you play soccer at Oceanside High?
I signed up, and I practiced a couple times, and I was doing the drills, and then I get home really late. My mom hated that. She was like, man, you go you're after school, then you gotta go practice, and you don't get home late. I had my bike and I get home late. I didn't care, I liked it.
Right,
because I got a big ego boost one time, because we were doing the drills. It's where you would lie down and guys would run around in a circle, jump over you. Yep. And then once they got next to you, you'd lie down, and then it was your turn. But one time I was lying down and the coach comes up to me. He's like, hey, your name's off, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, used to play regularly. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I would see your name a lot pop up in there. You're really good. I was like, oh, thanks. I was like, holy shit. I was like, how the fuck? How you know that? I felt like scouted.
That guy knows me. Right. Wow.
In the paper, they used to keep the stats. Remember, Tony? don't know if you remember.
Oh, that.
I did not know that.
I do remember that. Yeah, little, I remember that because I remember seeing my name in the stats, and I was like, yeah.
Well, it's cool,
it was
right?
Like 2 points or something like that, but it was like, yeah.
I had your name.
Well, I played defense. I don't think my name was ever a stat.
Yeah, so defense was. So when I would score, they'd have my, you know, on there. And then I didn't know they kept your stats. So like, you know, how many goals you'd score in the season or whatever. Like that. I didn't know that, but apparently they, you know, they just read the paper and and they just recognized my name. And I was like, oh, so I was excited. I was like, fuck yeah. Then when I was like, nah, you can't. I was like, fuck. I was so pissed. I was like, I could have, you know, I wanted to at least try 1 year, you know,
yeah,
get the jersey from school, you know, Jack, whatever. But, yeah. Short-lived career like Harley's. Mm-hmm.
I tried out for basketball team in high school in freshman year.
Yeah.
And I got cut because my percentages were too low. He's like, during the testing week, I don't remember, the tryouts, my shots were at like 60-something%. And he's like, yeah, you know, there's guys who have 70% or higher, 70% or more. So, you know, got to cut you. It's like,
yeah,
you
can't even do the best. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. I was like, hey, that's valid though. I was like, that's a number. Like, right. I totally accept it. I was like, no, I would make the same decision. That makes sense.
Right. I don't know how Harley got on then just because he was fucking 7 feet tall. That's the only reason he made it.
I certainly had an unfair advantage. Basketball is certainly.
Oh, yeah. The tall guys are like, just stand in the middle, wave your arms around.
Yeah, you just got to stand there and block. You know?
Stand there.
Well,
act
I will
like
say
this. And block.
Yeah.
My freshman year, my freshman and like sophomore year, I was 6'2". So I wasn't like circus freak, right? I know like a lot of these motherfuckers are like 6'8" their sophomore year. Like I was 6'2" by my sophomore year. I could dunk at 6'2", like fairly easily. So I was like the one white boy that could jump. With that said, I couldn't do anything else. I had no hand-eye coordination,
rebounds,
no skill, no. Nothing. I could foul out. I could defend.
Should be like the Rodman, man. Just get the boards.
Dude, I was fucking terrible. I was the worst basketball player. And then, of course, grades caught up to me, and they're like, yeah, you suck and your grades suck. So you're off the team, bro. And I was like, yeah, fuck this place anyways.
Your percentage is low, and
your percentage is low.
Lack of better word, your ass is dumb, and
right. And
you didn't graduate. So, yeah, we understand.
I did. I just had to graduate.
See, it all went downhill after that, Tony Harley.
Yeah.
Dang.
No, my high school
year. At least Tony tried out. Man, that's cool.
Look, here's the upside to this, right? This is, we all have met a 42-year-old dude who peaked in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
He tells a lot of stories about all the poo-tang he hit in high school, and he was the varsity quarterback for some podunk town in the middle of Ohio, and he could have been a contender, right? The Al Bundy thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've all met. Yeah, right. Thank you. We've all met that dude. I'm not that guy, right? Fortunately, I'm like, yeah, I peaked like now.
You're peaking right now.
I'm not that guy. I've never peaked.
Tony never peaked.
I
I'm still going to peak. Like my peak is in the future.
Yeah. What are we?
That's what I'm talking about.
What are we?
I'm still climbing
every day.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you do in the privacy of your own home, Harley? Is yourself, man.
Oh,
easy.
Wait, I'm going to peek one more time.
Oh, come on now. You were peeking this weekend, were you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you were.
Pika pika.
Come on.
That's what it came out of my mouth. I'm sorry. Peek.
Okay. See, this is why you won't peek, Tony. Force it like that.
Come on. Up, don't bullshit me.
Tony's still waiting to peak, he said. He hasn't leveled up yet.
I'm still climbing. I'm still climbing. That's all I'm saying. Like, I haven't hit that peak yet.
How can you peak when you were created, though? Like, I feel like you can get a fucking update and peak anytime you want.
Well, how do you peak? How do humans peak? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
What do we define peaking?
I have no idea. That's hard.
That's why we're doing this
right now, he said.
Right. No, I feel a bit. I feel like I'm a bit. Now, obviously, physically, I'm not at my.
You're a fucking human, beautiful specimen. Is that what you're saying?
I'm way. You know, I'm late, right? Like peak human health and ability to, you know, be an athlete and strong. I'm long past.
What's
that,
the fine,
right?
Peak? What is it like a human peak?
But yeah. I feel good. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, hey, man, I'm all right. So I feel good about myself. So that's what I mean by peaking, kind of thing. I mean, maybe I'm not the coolest guy, but I feel like I'm as
you think
cool
that,
today
do you think
as
the
I've
guys,
ever been.
Do you think the guys that brag about peaking in high school actually felt good about themselves when they were in high school?
Oh, I have no idea.
Right.
They were going to prom. They're the home. They're like homecoming king.
There's a whole bunch of shit going on through teenage brains. They don't have the peace and feel good about yourself that you have now. So
no, if you redefine peaking,
if you're defining peaking by, oh, I wake up and feel good about myself, nobody peaked in high school.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. But you could
You're saying afterwards. You're saying like he's not going to get any he's not going to get as cool as he was in high school. So you're saying he peaked in high school.
Oh, so we're talking
He doesn't know
peaking means cool.
He doesn't know then.
But, so you're saying peaking means cool as you were in high school. And cool is defined by popularity, by you know, people thinking
and how many friends you have,
and, how many
touchdowns he's making, and what car you got. Yeah, the peak physical performance of humans generally occurs between the ages of 25 and 35.
Yeah,
physical performance. If we're talking physical performance,
strength, endurance, coordination, reaction time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss those years. I started working out.
I know.
After I was 30, right 35.
Same here. I didn't start taking it serious.
So right now, I am
theoretically probably somewhere around 21, 25 years. It says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now, I would say I'm at my peak right now. I'm constantly improving. I'm constantly improving my lifts. Yeah, I may have dipped a little bit, but like I'm going back up. So
there you go. You're peaking right now.
Does your performance dip a little bit if you cut a little bit, if you start losing weight?
Yes, but it's more the injuries that cause me to, lose my fitness.
You push it too hard when you're in a caloric deficit.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to be careful for sure.
Yeah, but like my lifts are coming back up, coming back from injuries and whatnot. So
when you're older, it takes longer to heal.
It does take longer to heal, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck, man, dude.
I played Batman the other weekend, and I was like, yeah. Good. And 2 days later, I'm like, okay, why is this hurt? Why is this sore? I'm like, I played Batman. But I was fucking fine the whole time I was playing.
I
was like, what the hell?
My work, Tony, you'll know this. My work capacity keeps going up, which I'm really happy about. I can work out hard and not be beat up the next day. I almost never have DOMS. And I put a lot, I'm one of those guys who kind of is like, yeah, volume is key because I don't want to hurt myself. So I don't go like to the max every single rep kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't lift heavy. But as a result, man, the whole idea of like, hey man, 10 sets a week. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. Work capacity keeps going up and up and up, which really helps. But yeah, my total strength, my peak strength hasn't done shit in probably 5 years. I was probably like, if I could PR my max, I probably haven't really changed. Maybe 2%, you know, but I never push my, you know, I never check my max on squat or deadlift. Yeah. I don't deadlift anymore anyways. But
do you play any kind of athletic sport or anything, or do you just lift?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I'd be curious how you feel, how you do at a sport, because that's like a test of your fitness type of thing. Like
right.
Fonzo playing badminton, right? Like that's a kind of a test of fitness. If you normally work, you know, and you lift heavy things and you go into attics and whatnot, you're being physical, and then you go do something athletic, and how long can you last? And then, the recovery from that,
muscles.
And then the recovery from it too, because when you're competing. You got a lot of adrenaline and cortisol masking.
It gets very competitive too. My friend, my neighbor, like, you know what? He's like, I'm gonna be sore tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, well, we haven't played in a while. This, I'm like,
yeah,
I'll be fine. Sure enough, I was like, oh yeah,
yes,
he was right.
Because DOMS, the muscle soreness is usually related to a muscle that hasn't been used in a while. That's where you get sore. If you're constantly using all your muscles by working out and having a good cycle, then you won't be sore anymore. But if you take a week off and come back, you'll be sore again. It's just about you don't use – your body isn't used to using the muscles, and so that's generally what makes things sore. But to be honest, the science still doesn't fully understand what causes soreness. Like, they don't really know why
there's
things
a lot
sore.
There's a big range.
A lot of shit to
right. put on. There's a lot of theory that this is probably what it is, and if you look at the anecdotally and when it happens, it's usually related to muscle groups that you haven't worked out in a while.
There's a lot of correlation, but not no
right. But they have any? They don't have
Nike
any.
Doesn't
firm...
want you to know. They want you to keep buying the product to put all over your body, so you don't feel better.
Well, I mean, yeah, that some people might shill something, but yeah, there hasn't been any studies that definitively have evidence that says yes, this causes this. they have correlation, like Harley said. But anyway.
Every day above ground is a good day, as people will say. Right?
Yep.
That's right.
100%.
All right, who's all extras? Let's get to start talking about movies.
Extras?
Come on now. I'll go first. I saw me and Amy watch Straw. Our neighbor kept talking about it. He's like, hey, we watched a good movie on Netflix. So I'm like, man, what you know about a good movie on Netflix? So come on. And this motherfucker, and then it comes to find out, it's all at the beginning, it comes out, it says, written, directed by Tyler Perry. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm about to watch a fucking Tyler Perry movie. Come on now. Starring Taraji P. Henson and Sherry Shepherd. And Taraji P. Henson, man, I got to say, man, she gave out one of the best performances I've seen a fucking actor in a fucking long time. She, even though it was Tyler Perry, fucking like a Spike Lee joint, it was a Tyler Perry joint, she acted her ass off, man. If she don't fucking get nominated for something, man, it'd be a shame. A single mother navigates a series of unfortunate events leading her down an unforeseen path where she becomes embroiled in a situation she has never envisioned, find herself at the center of a suspicion in a different world. Think of Falling Down.
Just
getting progressively worse and worse and worse, and she's a single mom. They got that fucking fan in the window. It's super hot. You hear the bass music from the fucking neighbors. She can't, poor little girl's trying to sleep, and she's trying to provide for her daughter, and she's barely making ends meet. She's waiting for payday. The fucking landlord's yelling at her. It's one fucking event after another. You're like, God damn, this is fucking rough. And then, something happens, and then trickles down after that, and then you're just in a fucking, you know who else is in a fucking Sinbad?
I saw that. I just pulled it up on IMDb.
Yeah, he plays Benny, a little homeless man, and I don't know if he's supposed to look rugged because he's a homeless man. Hope he doesn't look like that, poor guy. The motherfucker looks old. But she even stops to give him some change so he can eat something. You know, that's how, you know, given she is, how fucking life is getting. And, yeah, man. Like I said, her performance alone is worth watching. She did a fucking amazing job. And it is one of those ones where you're like intense. It does feel kind of like it could be one of those like Lifetime movies, you know, the drama. And it's like, it's not overly like different locations. It's almost like a couple simple settings, you know, which is what makes it really more intense as well. But yeah, it's currently playing on Netflix right now. A movie called Straw, you know, as in like your last straw. So this one I'm giving it $1 for sure.
All right.
I'd buy that for $1.
That might be my very first Tyler Perry movie I ever seen.
Him as like making those like silly comedies. But I've never what seen you're a describing movie.
Have you?
No.
Yeah, me neither. See,
but I think they're supposed to be funny. I've seen some trailers.
They're supposed to be funny. Is that right? Plays
I think they're comedies.
Movie. Yeah. That's like a famous, right? Yeah.
Right, yeah, I think so. So I don't know if he's done any drama, but what you described is a drama, and Netflix says it's a thriller.
He
has done too.
Remember, he showed up in a movie where he was a cop.
Well, he acts in other stuff. Like, he acted in Gone Girl. I mean, he was great.
That's the one.
Yeah, he was. I think he's not a cop. I think he's a reporter. I think he's like an investigative journalist in Gone Girl. But that's a David Fincher film. Like, that's not a Tyler Perry movie. He's acting in it. So,
real quick, too, another one I saw, we can't add documentaries, this is another one on Netflix. We did a back to back Netflix double feature. This one's called Trainwreck / Poop Cruise.
Oh, I saw that.
You guys heard about this?
Oh, Chris. Yeah. Chris had saw this.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it, Tony? You heard about it?
I watched it. Yeah.
Okay, a luxury cruise turns disastrous when an engine fire cuts power to the entire ship. 4,000 passengers face failing systems, sewage leaks, and food shortages, sparking passenger unrest and media coverage of the poop cruise. I don't know what year that happened in, but like everything starts off cool. Everyone's having a blast. There's a bachelorette party. There's a dad and a daughter getting together, and there's a dude about to get married, I think, with the father-in-law. And then they're having a great old time. It's like almost the last day, right, of the cruise? Yeah, Tony, right when they see the fire on the ship,
they're on their way back.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah. So they had a grand old time until the shit went down, and it just trickles down after that, man. And it's a very interesting watch, man, for sure. Like, if you hadn't seen it, the cruise ship from hell, it goes from like right being like people say, oh, heaven on earth, you got pool, food, booze, right, parties, slide pool, everything, and then when the power goes out and the fucking toilets don't work, oh. And you're all stuck in there, right? You can't go anywhere.
No, I ain't pooping over the red bag. I avoided the red bag.
The fucking red bag. Biohazard bag. They had to come up with something. Pee in the shower, they said. And then
Chris mentioned this. Yeah, this.
She did.
It's actually very reasonable. Like,
oh yeah.
Because if you can't flush the toilets, then where are you going to shit?
Right.
You poop in biohazard bags and you tie them up and then you start piling them up.
The problem is, Harley, some people don't want that and don't want to do that.
They're above that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh, I ain't gonna shit in a bag.
I ain't gonna shit in a bag. What are you, nuts?
Oh, so they just piss in the toilet and it backs up.
So they'd rather shit on a pile of someone else's shit than a bag.
Correct.
Like, come That's on. Hilarious.
Like, really? Yeah, you're all gonna smell it. It's gonna stay there, really. Like, and yeah, and my man, the way my man described it as, remember Tony? Should I spoil it or no? He said, so there was poop, and then somebody put toilet paper over to cover it. Then somebody put poop over on top of that.
Oh,
put toilet paper, and he's like, it was like a poop lasagna.
That's what I thought. Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, it's a poop lasagna.
That's what was so funny. That picture of him at the end. Where he said he never would eat lasagna again or something. Remember that the picture of him at the end of the credits?
Oh, I didn't watch the credits.
You didn't watch the credits? Oh, yeah. They had like the pictures of everybody reacting to it afterwards. Yeah. If you want to see entertaining documentary, 55 minutes, it ain't too long. Yeah. It's very interesting. And yeah, you don't see a lot of the poop flowing around or anything like that, so don't worry. Don't eat while you're watching either. I don't think that would work either because they do show them the sewage water sometimes. But a train wreck poop crew, yeah, I'm curing that a poopy wet dollar.
Not a pile of shit.
Not a pile of shit. No, I don't think people. No. I wouldn't have a problem shooting a pippin shit in a red bag. Would you guys?
No, not at all. But that's the thing. So we would not be picked to get interviewed for this documentary because we aren't interested.
You did what you told, right?
Yeah, they interviewed all the people who were being dramatic about it. So
exactly. Yeah. Right. I love the dude that was like just peeing on the side of the ship. Like, yeah, we can do that. We got dicks. We can just pee on the side of the ship. Don't matter. Yeah. It might be a little. Remember, because they showed the graphic of the girl doing it, and she fell off the boat.
Oh no!
Dude, they can go hard. They got crazy motherfuckers. We're just fucking. They're just fucking on the side of the ship. They're just fucking.
How long were they?
Oh, you gotta watch it. No. Watch it. You gotta watch it.
Damn it!
Man, you're trying to get an ass. Fuck you. You want to find out? You got to tune in to Netflix and watch for yourself.
I'm gonna 2X this motherfucker.
Yeah. Whatever you gotta do, but you should watch it though.
Right. All right. Cool. All
right. Well,
Tony, can you confirm?
Oh, Tony added it. You son of a bitch! How the fuck did you do that?
You can't do it.
No, remember we can never add docs.
No, that's not. No, it's TV shows you can't add.
Oh, I didn't even try it then. My bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When you said we can't add them, I was like, wait. And so then I added it.
Tony had to prove me wrong. You son of a bitch.
I just wanted to make sure that something wasn't broken.
That was a shitty way of doing it, Tony.
Nah.
Okay, who saw this Hitler one again? The Pitfall. Did we already watch that?
The man who killed Hitler and then Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Dude, no, I had never seen this before.
What?
I'm over here. Schwa's, where was movie night? Schwa picked some random fucking movie on
weed?
Yeah, oh, of course. The Man Who Killed Hitler and Then the Bigfoot. 2018? No. No. Really? Sam Elliott is the star in this, and he's playing that same character he routinely does, like the real
legend, bro.
Stoic legend voice, the mustache. He's playing the same character he did in Tombstone, like that's him. And they show, I'll do a little spoiler, they show that he was a young man during World War II, and he actually killed Hitler, and the story that Hitler committed suicide in a bunker is just a ruse. It's just an agreed upon conspiracy, but it heavy on his soul, and so now he's an old man, like a very old man, and then the government hires. They find out that he was actually the guy who killed Hitler, and so now they want him to go get Bigfoot, and that's the premise of the movie. No. This is not a comedy. This is an adventure, drama, sci-fi, war movie. There's no comedy.
That old chestnut.
Except for it's got this batshit insane plot. And there's no jokes, but you're laughing throughout the entire movie. because you're just like, this shit is so batshit crazy. But
were you high watching it?
It's, well, yeah, it's not. It's a terrible movie, and it gets a waste of time. So I guess I can skip that to that point.
A waste of time.
Perfect.
But I don't understand how this movie was made. I don't understand how, like, a bunch of people got together and were like,
Robert D.
Let's make this movie.
You made it.
Let's make this movie. We're going to get Sam Elliott to be in it. Like, I feel like Sam Elliott in the last 10 years is like kind of like the Nick Cage thing. Like, he owes somebody money. And so he's just like, do it. Because he's in the movie like 99% of the time. It's an hour and 38 minutes. Yeah. He's on the screen the entire time. He's talking. And,
but the guy hasn't directed anything after that. So,
well, there you go. Happy. Yeah. No, it's a terrible movie. It's a waste of time.
Wait, what was your Sam Elliott impersonation? How did it go?
It's a waste of time.
Oh, shit. Sam Elliott in the house. Dang.
And I did watch, I'll also add this, the next night we watch Half Baked.
Oh,
it's a Slater times two.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I can. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, I can watch, I can literally read, or I can do the lines before they happen. Like, I know almost every line in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it so many goddamn times. So that's cool. And yeah, it just works.
It's
just a perfect, yeah. It's just a perfect stoner movie. No, God, no. Are you kidding me? No.
You both high watched it.
Yes, of course. No, I just was happy to sit down and watch a movie for an hour and a half.
There you go. Oh yeah.
I will say this. This time I noticed this is a really like fast paced movie.
It is. Yeah.
Like, it's an hour and 22 minutes. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about the homework. Or the extra credit, Dirty Work, an hour and 22 minutes. Like, these are borderline not full-length movies where, like, there's a premise, there's a movie,
around,
there's
man.
Characters.
Yeah, get to the point.
And then the credits roll. Yeah. So I dig. I feel you. So, yeah, I could dig it. All the jokes hit.
Yeah. Well, HBO Max has just now added Sinners. It's also on Plex, too. But if you guys haven't seen it,
I want to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Period drama. And the plot's kind of, there's little spoileries in the IMDb. If you don't want to read that, but trying to leave their troubled lives behind, twin brothers return to their hometown to start again, only to discover that the even greater evil is waiting to welcome them back. Y'all twins or something? Nah, we cousins. This movie, Ryan Coogler, written directed, Michael B. Jordan playing two characters, Smokes and Stacks. We got a lot of familiar characters. Like, we got my boy. Come on now. Stop eating my sesame cake.
Oh my god, Delroy Lindo's in it?
Yes, sir. He's so fucking good, too. Omar Benson plays Cornbread. We got Haley or Hiley? Hiley Steinfeld. Haley.
I think I've heard of this Haley, yeah.
Yeah, Haley plays Mary. She plays Mary. You just know that. And then we got some newcomers, I think. But yeah, this movie, it's a fucking Slater. If watching it again, it's fantastic. I absolutely love this movie. I just love the music, the score, the direction, the acting. I dig it. I fucking dig it. It's top movie of the year contender. Absolutely.
Whoa.
For that too. Oh yeah.
Dang.
I'm fucking telling that right now. Fucking A. Slater. Boom.
Wow.
That was a fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. Is the way Christian Slater says it? Exactly how I felt. But real quick, before we move on, I have to say, I can't go without podcast mentioning, but we've lost a couple of actors, man. We lost Julie McMahon from Nip Tucked, Harley. I don't know if you knew that.
Really?
Yeah. With cancer.
How old was he?
67, I believe.
Ooh.
I know you were a big fan of it, too. I remember watching, you know.
Yeah, I love
it. He was Dr. Doom in Fantastic Four. Christian Troy, yeah. He was in Charmed. A lot of the females remember him from Charmed. He was Alyssa Milano's
husband.
Too
soon, man. That sucks. He
played Cole Turner, Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four, the one with Chris Evans as Johnny Storm. And he was
twice. What kind of cancer do we know?
I don't know. But yeah, I remember as Dr. Christian Troy, 100 episodes. And like, tell me what you don't like about yourself. Yeah, man. Did it say here, man? You died of...
It just says cancer.
Yeah.
On his Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So they haven't said why.
Yeah. I know. It's a shame. But also Michael Madsen.
All right,
man.
That's right.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Malibu home, yeah. Cardiac arrest, I think it said. And it's such a bummer because in September he was going to be at the Hollywood show. I was going to finally meet him. I was super excited to meet him.
Oh, no.
I've had this, if you remember my old apartment, I had four posters on the wall. One of them being from Reservoir Dogs, and it's his character as Mr. Blonde standing there leaning against the wall drinking his soda. Oh, yeah, I did rewatch fucking Reservoir Dogs. Should have added that to you. That's a fucking Slater. That movie, his fucking portrayal as fucking Mr. Blonde is one of my all-time favorites. That fucking scene.
He's
of him,
sick.
Oh, my dude. God. That movie, that scene, dude, that movie, just that scene alone. His whole performance, actually, it's just when he's getting an interview, you only talk when he got out of jail, tell him about the jewelry heist. And then when he comes back, just motherfucker had it. He went to the drive-thru. You know, they just fought off some cops. He left the diamond high, but he had enough time to go to the drive because he comes in drinking a soda. And Harvey Keitel just can't stand it. What the fuck's wrong with this fucking man, man? We're shooting up in the storm. And he's just like, hey, you know, bark all day, little dog, you're going to bite. His performance in Species, he was great. I just loved him. I just followed his career. He played Bud, played Bill's brother in Kill Bill 2 and N1. You know, he was in Hateful Eight. But I loved him in Donnie Brasco as well, too. And he was just one of those character actors that, like, you know, never, like, fully, like, got that full status. But, like, Tarantino loved to work with him, you know? So I was like, well, if he shows up on these Tarantino movies, I like him. And I'll follow his career. And I thought he was great. And, I wanted to meet him so bad. I just want him to write, can you bark all day, little dog? Or can you, you know, are you going to bite? I just thought his performance, you know, when he cuts the cop's ear and he's just dancing the, what is it, Stuck in the Middle with You? Every time I hear that song, man, I just can't think. I just got to do his little dance, which he can't even. I was watching an interview with him, and he says he doesn't even remember how that happened. He just kind of was dancing, and Tarantino would just let him do his thing. But the craziest part is after he does that, right, they pan away, or he gets on top of him, starts cutting his ear, and he just looks at him like, oh, fuck, that just happened. And then the best part, he grabs the ear, puts it in his mouth, he's like, hey, taps it, can you hear me? To his fucking ear, right. To the fucking car.
No, he's fucking sick as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God. And this young, just this young fucking little punk me watching now, like, this guy is the fucking craziest, coolest fucking character I've ever seen in the cinema.
Right.
The fuck is that control? So there was this store in Hill Street, Innerworld, if you remember those, but they used to have all these cool stickers.
Dude, I remember that.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
So they had stickers of like movies and like, you know, just like cult movies and like horror movies and like, you know, they had this one sticker of Mr. Blonde. It was like, I still have it in one of my dressers. Like, I'll just show you guys a picture and send it to you. But his character, man, like I said, it was just, he was awesome. And like I said, I had that poster. So the four posters on my wall was Reservoir Dogs, Mr. Blonde, Scarface, Tony Montana, which is currently now in the cruise room, oddly enough, Sopranos one, and a Goodfellas one. So if that, you know, tell you my movie watching was, you know, gangster movies. That was my shit. That was my shit.
Nice.
But rest in peace, Michael Madsen. Would have loved to met him. But I was lucky enough to get an autograph from him. Remember this name might ring a bell. Harley Tim Sherburn from Vaughn's. Remember that name? Did that ring a bell?
No.
Nope. So he worked at Vaughn's with you and Donaldo. And he was a big movie buff. And he went to Comic-Con. He'd go to Comic-Con all the time. 2003, there was a panel for Kill Bill. Michael Jai White. Who was a deleted scene, which is funny enough. I think he was doing the panel, not realizing he got cut from the movie. But it was David Carradine, Michael Madsen, and Michael Jai White signing these little, like, 8x10 little prints of Kill Bill. He, for some reason, gave one. Yeah, I don't know if he had an extra one or something, but he gave one to Denal. And then I was like, you like the Tarantino movie, right? I'm like, yeah, he fucking gave it to me. So there's two people that, you know, have passed away, but I have their autograph on this Kill Bill, and I would love to add any more people I get. You know, maybe one of the brides or something one day, or anybody to add to it. So it's like real special. Like I do have one Michael Madsen autograph. We're left to have met him, but the fact that I do have one in my collection is amazing. So shout out to Tim, wherever he is. Shout out to D, wherever he is, probably sleeping somewhere. But yeah, Michael Madsen, man, rest in peace. July there, 67. He was 67.
Yeah, he had a decent run. Mm-hmm. Although today's day and age, with a little bit of money, man, you should be making it into your 70s or 80s. Yeah. So that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a couple movies coming out too in 2025. It sure looks like.
I remember seeing his like IMDb, and I'm like, "Oh, this motherfucker's still working.
He's steady working." Yeah, look at 23, 24, 25. Absolutely,
that's fucking cool.
Yeah. Like C-list, B-list, D-list movies. You know, like Dino Gators, a TV movie. He's got 2.5. Movie called Monster Mash 3.5, where he plays Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, snaps.
Let's see. Dracula, the Werewolf, the Mummy, and the Invisible Man must work together to stop Dr. Frankenstein from creating an unstoppable monster. Oh, I know this director, Jose Prentice. Oh, hell no. This fucking dude's like, okay. That's fucking funny. He probably worked on it too. Motherfucker. Oh, it's on Tubi. Of course it is. Kind of mildly curious about it. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't added to the syllabus. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Y'all are good. Y'all are good. Don't worry. I can hear Tony. I can hear you, Tony.
Uh-huh.
I had to make sure. I wanted to make sure I mentioned that in the podcast. I didn't want to go without mentioning that. That would have sucked. Oh, thanks, Tony, for adding Reservoir Dogs. Appreciate it. Oh, and happy to you. Tony working overtime. All right. I take it time. Y'all ready?
Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? Is this yours, Larry? Is this your homework? Is this your homework? We know that this is your homework. We know that this is your homework.
Yes, I've always seen the cover of this movie. I've always heard about it and like seen like the soundtrack for it. So I was mildly curious about it. Written, directed by Alex Cox. A young punk recruited by a car repo agency finds himself in a pursuit of a Chevrolet Malibu with a huge 20,000 bounty and something otherworldly stashed in his trunk. Holy shit, that ain't the truth. This movie, I didn't know what I was getting into. At first I thought it was Dude. One day. Then it's like, oh, this is interesting. I'm like, huh, okay. Like, where are we going with this? Young-ass Emilio Estevez. Well, fuck, how old was he in this movie, man?
I looked him up. I think he was 22 or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was really
Correction, young. 18.
18?
No. Oh, it's in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what? What do you mean it says correction 18? That's hilarious.
That's fucking funny. Yeah, but I had no idea about it. Oh, right off the bat, too. When you're 1984, we're seeing L.A. at night during the day in the 80s.
Oh, so much fun to watch L.A.
So much. That when they were the aqueducts, is that what it's called? Under the bridge?
Yep.
Yeah.
How many movies are filmed in there? How many times have you seen movies in there, right?
Terminator 2,
they did Drive. T2, they do that?
Yeah.
That scene one, though, under the bridge?
Yeah, the scene with the semi-truck.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're in that bridge, though.
They're not in that same aqueduct. They're not in the same.
The LA aqueduct's huge.
Yeah, the Greece. I know Greece had that car chase.
There's a lot of aqueducts. There's a lot of them. Yeah.
There's a lot of them, yeah. But yeah. I just love the aesthetic of like being out, seeing LA, like, you know, fucking just dirty. Like, they're using real locations and fucking just the bridge, just the locale. It's like, oh man, this is full of nostalgia. And then the movie is like, oh man, it gets some wacky turns. We get some like real subtle things too, right? Where like the dudes with the hazmat suits in the background, just nonchalantly, some zany characters. We got the punker, like, all right, so it's like a kind of punk aesthetic in the beginning, right? He's a punker, he's working at a store. I love like the almost like They Live reference to where like the beer.
Dude, it was totally They Live. I'm like, so glad you brought that up because I was like, actually, I'm sad that you brought it up because that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Totally They Live vibes. Yeah, all over this movie.
The
mechanic, which is a good thing.
You know, right? No, for sure. Harry Dean Stanton, he's always great. And the other characters too, like I said, they're showing up. We just got what was his name? Tracy Walter Miller. That dude, man, that guy was true. I love that guy.
He's good.
Yeah, yeah. And the effects too with the trunk. You know, I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I don't know what I was getting into because I think it's a Criterion Collection too.
My copy was Criterion.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I think mine's too. Did you see it on Plex? Are you torrented?
No.
Oh, okay.
I got a Blu-ray. Wink.
Oh, nice. There you go. Yeah. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I was immediately like fascinated because I'm like, where are we going with this? Like, at first I thought it were like this way. Then we're adding this element to it. Like, how are you guys going to do that? But then he's still working as a repo. But then like, wait, we still got this car with the thing. We're like, what? And I was like, I was in. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, there's a ton of that where I'm like, I'm having a hard time following.
Yeah.
It's so batshit crazy.
Exactly. And... forgot the Harry Dean Stanton, you know, teaching like, you know, like Emilio, the ways, right? And then he's got the other guy teaching him too. But then we get introduced to the girl and the her boss with the glove. Like, what the fuck is going on here, man? It's just wild. I was thinking.
Which makes it. It makes it a bit challenging because it tickles all the funny parts in my brain, right? That like all the things you said, like it.
Right, I know. It's like
it's got that like really not noir, but like again, like that the aesthetic, the Los Angeles vibe. I grew up like, in 1984. I was writing the not quite, but it wasn't many years later, they were putting me on the train, and I was riding the train from Oceanside to downtown LA along the LA Aqueduct, right? Mm. So it was like, it's got that that very much like wink at the audience, like criticism on capitalism, like the consumerism, why everything has this generic, maybe I'm overreading it, but everything has the generic names, right?
Right. Beer, every product, right. There was no product placement because everything was just labeled food.
Yeah.
Food.
They said, let's go get some drinks. And then when they put it on the counter, beer. It says beer.
Drinks. Yes. Right, right. Like there's one scene where it's like green drink or purple drink.
Oh, kind of thing. What about dog food?
Right. And he's like eating the out of the can, and like it just says food, like you said. Yeah. I like that. It's winking at the audience. It's subtle, but it's these subtle little commentaries that when you watch a trailer, you don't get, right?
It doesn't spoil everything, or does it?
And I think I think that's part of the reason why I get that They Live vibe. Mm-hmm. They Live is the whole Obey, right? Which becomes this media empire kind of thing. This one could have been that. Right. But it's a little too, like, I do feel like They Live is a better version of this movie. So, like, if you really like They Live, you should check this out. If you're not a fan of the 80s or this kind of batshit crazy.
This is nothing like They Live other than the aesthetic.
Oh, interesting.
Do you think because it has they mention aliens? Whoa. Like, it does, like, They Live has a completely different, like, premise. And
Tony couldn't take it anymore. He's like, I had to cut Carly off.
Yeah, maybe.
It's all good.
I agree that it has the aesthetic.
You're gonna love Repo Man.
There's,
if you guys love ET, you're gonna love Repo Man.
Get sure.
Wow,
Mac and Me, you're gonna love this movie.
Right.
Go ahead, Tony.
The movie did try to do some commentary here and there. It didn't really know what it wanted to do, is the problem with the movie. It had multiple strings, and it didn't tie anything very well. And at the end, it's just like, oh, let's just do something crazy. And let's do, all right, let's get, you want to get crazy? We could get crazy. And then it got crazy.
Let's get nuts.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Nuts?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I thought they did a good job in the beginning, like, you know.
But it wasn't like,
oh, what is this? Oh, okay, this is what we're doing? Okay.
But all it was, oh, we're following a Repo Man and the life of a Repo Man. Like, the life of a Repo Man is intense. It's like, okay, so then it just shows us all these snippets of Repo Man life. I was like, that's all it is. That's what it's doing. It's not telling much of a story. It's just giving us a little mini documentary about what it is to be a Repo Man. That's about it. The whole trunk thing, that was just this side thing that was underdeveloped, and they felt like they rushed an ending for it just to have an ending. I'm like, whatever. It's like, whatever. I was not impressed. I was not entertained. I was more entertained by how accurate the portrayal of Repo Man, the business of repossession. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that interested me. And I'm like, I wonder how real this is for a real business, a real repossession business. You know, if you're going to repo a car, are these the kind of things you have to deal with? Are people going to shoot at you? Is that real? Or is this just dramatized and hyperbolic for the movie? That's the only thing that interested me, and it wasn't enough to be entertained by the movie.
So, I totally get your criticisms. And I think this is one of those situations where I have a, like, I'm softer on it because I like older movies of this era that .. right? So I have this bias. I acknowledge my bias in this movie. Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, it's this, it's because everything you said is absolutely fair. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you're taking the oath. You're like, hey, just letting y'all know, I'm gonna die on this sword. Right. This nostalgia sword.
Right, nostalgia is a real thing.
And I have it too.
Nostalgia is a real thing. It's a real. It causes dopamine and pleasure for people. I don't think I have that. I don't think I have nostalgia, and I get the pleasure and the joy of seeing something from my childhood. I don't give a shit. Like, it's just because it's from my childhood doesn't mean a lot. It might be familiar, and like it's something that I recognize, and I might get enjoyment in that recognition, but just nostalgia itself doesn't do it for me.
It's got to be good, right? Like the nostalgia. I don't pine for the good old days.
It's accurate. Like for you, this is an accurate Los Angeles back in the day, that type of thing, or is it that it's a older style movie? You could see that it's was created in whenever the fuck it was created.
Yeah, for me, so ultimately, you know, I'll give it a low dollar. The reason why I give it a low dollar is I do have a fondness for these smaller independent movies that are willing to do crazy shit. And in the 80s, these actors that are born into Hollywood, these are the first stepping stones. Like this was probably his first leading role. This one, what was it? Men at Work or Work something, when he's a trash man. That's a fun movie. And that's early, that's right. The brothers. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's early in their career, probably, you know, within a couple of years of this. This is real early. I wouldn't be surprised if this was his first leading role. Like I said, he's terrible in it, but there is this like,
was terrible in the movie.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's performances were bad per se. I mean, some were better than others, but you know, again, this is not a great movie. This was not, you know,
it's kind of campy. It's got that campiness to it where the acting doesn't need to be 100%.
Right, exactly. I'm not. It doesn't bother me that it's not. Yeah. In
you
fact,
kept, you can't compare almost, it to They Live, but I feel like it's got more than that. Like I don't, you know.
What do you mean more than that?
Well, like the movie is different than just They Live.
Sure.
Like I can't. It's hard to compare this to anything else that I've seen.
This is 4 years before They Live. Yeah. So if anything is inspiring the other one, it's inspires They Live, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not making that argument or. You know,
I just can't think of another movie like what combines urban ghetto realism with like this weird sci-fi sticky movie with a cool punk soundtrack.
A big one.
And we got these random punkers always coming in stealing. It's almost like a robot cop world where it's like almost like this like purge area where it's just like motherfuckers coming in and robbing shit all the time and.
Gonna go do some crime, man.
Oh my god,
let's
go do some.
You wanna do some crime?
Maybe we should go do the crimes now.
Yeah. I love that too. What dude was like, he was like, hey, what's wrong with this guy? They're buying the beer. And he was getting ripped off literally right there. They come out of the counter, they just rip him off and take off. But one of the punkers was nice enough to give the homeless man shake his hand before he took off. And I figured, like, we're going to get all these zany characters to get, like, the Cholos too. And this damn Malibu fucking car with whatever it's got in there. We don't know yet. We got to figure it out. Oddly enough, this was just playing at the New Beverly like this past weekend with a double feature of Return of the Living Dead and Repo Man. Because I seen a couple of people that I know went to the New Beverly for the Return of the Living Dead, but then underneath said Repo Man. I was like, holy shit, how the fuck that's fucking random?
How does that keep happening? Yeah,
I know, it's so weird. Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I was digging the aesthetic. I love Emilio's performance. And Harry Dean Stanton, I think, is always great. It's just wacky enough and zany enough for me to go, what the fuck? I dug Wally Hart. So, I mean, to me, nothing's, you know, far-fetched to me. I'm all aboard. Right. I don't know what the fuck they're making, what they want to do, but whatever they're making and they put it on screen, let's go. I'm in for the ride. Whether the car's stolen or not, let's fucking go. So I'm giving it a stolen dollar.
Stolen dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Or I think I missed Harley's dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And I give it a waste.
That would be a waste of time.
Like the very first repo job, right? When he's like, hey, I need, can you help me take this car out of this crazy neighborhood? And he like, gives him the keys. And comes running out the car. Like, oh shit, he's not.
He's like, hey, where's your old lady?
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, about that.
She'll be fine.
I'm with you too. Like, yeah, I would have loved to see that. Yeah, just what the repos do, right? Let's just do a movie with just the repos, right? It was interesting. Like, yeah, can you guys do this? Do you guys really have an office?
Right. And I would have, it just felt the whole alien thing was underdeveloped. It didn't need it. The Repo Man story was good enough on its own. It didn't need this alien,
the Ford Dick alien
plot. Like it didn't need it. I was totally interested in the Repo Man story without the alien. So I think that's what I was like.
Right, that's where you're like, what the? I don't care about that. Can we focus on them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's get this game going.
All right. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
Who the fuck is Reggie?
Who the fuck is Reggie?
To play, either call 442-444-0742. Or go to badboyspodcast.com or send an email to badboyspodcast@gmail.com.
You ever made love to a man?
No.
You want to?
Okay, so girl. Since
so I have Harley no doesn't have the points,
since Harley doesn't have the points, so I've got him over here. We've got.
When you said that Grindhouse spoiler sounder? I just miss it.
I'm sure it's in there somewhere. I don't delete anything.
Okay.
If I do a search for Grind House.
No, but that's going to play the theme. I meant the one where it's like the spoiler alert one we used to use.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. I was watching Kill Bill, and that came them. On. I was like, hey, spoiler alert.
That's our sounder.
I was like, Leo pointed at the screen. Hey, that's our sounder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fun to catch it.
Right?
It's fun to catch them.
Yeah.
So we've got Angie at a 60 and a half.
Ooh.
Art at 44, Reed with 40, and Rob with 14.
Ooh.
All right. Let's go back to the calls. And here we go. First caller. Only caller.
Bad boys. Coming still at work. Calling in real quick.
Let's go.
Movie Repo Man. I say Fonzo Dollar, MCP a dollar, and Harley a dollar.
Yep, there you go.
I didn't really watch this one, never watched it. IMDb, I think it's lying to me. It looks like a shit show. I don't know. Need some gummy worms.
Are you eating? He's eating gummy worms.
Yeah, he's eating.
He's on his lunch break or something.
Yeah.
Respect. Bye.
You motherfucker. He like chewed right into the mic.
Wait, did he?
Yeah, did you hear him?
No, I didn't hear.
He said I'm eating gummy worms, then he goes honk honk honk.
Oh yeah, break. I'll call it for that one.
Hey man, that shit ain't easy. Motherfucker, that shit's hard too. No?
That's funny.
Chewing them fucking gummy worms.
All right, and guess what? That's the only call of the night.
What?
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Boy.
We do have a submission from Angie through the website. She gave Fonzo a dollar, me a dollar, and Harley a dollar. No points bet, so 2 points.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy.
And that was it.
Yep, that was easy.
Oh boy.
Yep. All right. Now we're moving on to the extra credit. Which was also fun.
Which was also me, and I chose a movie called Dirty Work. Me and my buddy were talking about it. They're having a screening in Mira Mesa on Tuesday with the screenwriter at a theater, and I'm like, and my buddy asked me if I've seen this, and I'm like, yeah, I've fucking seen this. Directed by Bob Saget, written by Frank Sebastiano, who's doing this Q&A, Norm MacDonald, and Fred Wolf. A loser finds success in the revenge for hire business. Damn, that's it. Dark comedy, slapstick comedy. This is not Harley. You were talking about earlier how you can recite all the movies from the lines from Half-Baked and Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
And you got it for this one.
I have it for this one. There's so many fucking lines I know from this movie. It's ridiculous. Yeah, me and my buddy Frankie, my old coworker, we used to quote this fucking all the time, especially.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Frankie, yeah. Of course.
Oh, especially the Don Rickles scene. Oh, my God. That motherfucker. That scene kills me every fucking time. Yeah, a loser finds success in revenge for hire business. It's funny. Shout out to the stuntman. We're taking them fucking bumps, by the way. Every time Norm MacDonald goes.
Oh, geez, when it gets thrown out?
Every time it gets thrown out.
That guy
out,
takes an ass whooping.
Dude, that guy. We got to find that dude's name. We got to give him a shout out. That motherfucker is.
Shout out to the stunt.
Straight
man,
up. No,
dude.
No, Patty, he, right? If there is, I can't see it because that dude hits concrete, well, and, trash can. Like,
he takes
no
like
joke.
8 bumps in the whole movie, dude.
He fucking
I'm like.
Sure not, dude. It's not even funny. Yeah. Yeah, this movie to me is classic. When I think it was the era, this is 98, so there was a, like the SNL guys, right? They were, there was one, you know how there's always groups of SNL cast members that like just come out in a certain year, like
this has got all the same beats as the early Bill Murray days.
Yeah,
Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison,
exactly. So the Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, you know, and you got them characters coming in. You got Chris Farley in here, right? There's a Saigon whore that bit my nose off, right? We got it. And they've got Shooter McGavin playing Tyler Cole, the other bad guy. Chevy Chase, Artie Lang is great too. Fucking Jack Warden plays Pops. You guys remember as the grandpa from Problem Child. Yeah, you got.
Oh, that's
then,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got. It's just a fucking, you know, stoner comedy, you can call it, or you can call it a comedy. This is slapstick. It's this totally comedy. Yeah. If you don't like Norm McDonald's shtick, you might not enjoy this. I don't know. Like, his humor's kind of dry, kind of funny. He always has a little tape recorder.
Oh yeah, it's definitely got his.
Yeah.
Fingerprints all over it. For
right.
Sure.
But what's so great and clever about it too? It's like he knows, like. He's in on the joke, right? And he's like, the audience is all in on the joke, right? I can literally wink at the camera without winking at the camera. It's just fucking, it's hilarious. The movie line with the fucking mooning of the movie line. We don't have movie lines anymore, sadly. We can't do that anymore. Maybe it's something else. I don't know. But, I don't know if Bob Saget directed anything else. I thought he directed Half Baked, but he only directed this one, right?
Yeah, I think it was the only, like, full-length movie that he directed.
Which is crazy, because I remember seeing his name.
I think he started directing
I remember he showed up in Entourage. And I remember when we found out he used to do raunchy comedy, we're like, what? Danny Tanner from Full House? No way.
Mm.
Yeah, and he was very vulgar in the Entourage. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he's a comedian, so of course, you know, he's going to have comedians in this movie. And it's very cartoony sometimes with the fucking fish and the cherry pops.
Oh, it's silly. Yeah, it's very silly.
I've never seen so many dead hookers in a trunk. Lord knows I have. I mean, just so many liners. Like, note to self.
Well, look at Shooter McGavin back as a villain. Cool.
Exactly. He's fucking great. Dude. I mean, just Shooter McGavin is just, you know, little subtle scenes where like, hey, that's my shirt. Give me my shirt. Oh, no. I was talking to the other guy. They had the 30-minute rule too, like fucking Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
All those pizza. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. He's so good at he's been getting kids back, the fucking creepy, cross guard. He gets him in trouble, right? We get a cameo of fucking Gary Coleman, Adam Sandler.
Wow.
It was wild.
That fucking hell scene was
right.
Intense.
I just think it's funny where he's like, hey, you know, you just imagine him sitting around, right, writing table, like, what would be funny if we're seeing we're off, I'm super fucking tripping on balls, and what would be funny? He's like, oh, man, what if we get Adam Sandler to play Satan? Sure. What if we get Gary Coleman as a fucking pastor? And he says, what you talking about, Satan? Like, he literally says, what you talking about, Satan? Oh, man. Yeah.
Am I losing you guys?
It's sick. It's dirty. It's their job. Dirty work. Revenge is sweet. So it says in the poster.
Yeah. Tony, had you ever seen this before?
No. This is the first for me.
How did you vibe down with this?
I laughed one time at the end of the movie when he said, he's dead. And I was like, hey, Harley says that. That's it. That's all I got.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That sucks.
I recognize that these are written as one-liners and they're supposed to be funny, and it just wasn't getting me.
Yeah, I had no. I enjoyed the Norm Macdonald comedy. Like, it didn't. You have to get used to it for sure.
When he's calling for the girl over, he's like, "Hey, Mildred," and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I never. That's not my name." He's like, "Oh, I just made it up. You never told me your name."
I thought I thought that was great line. I was writing that one down. I was like, okay, use that.
I enjoyed the chemistry with Trailer Howard. I was a fan of her, and so I liked her. It was a small role. Mm-hmm. Sadly, I didn't appreciate Artie Lang's character as much. I thought he was annoying. His character was more annoying.
They were both annoying.
Well, I didn't think Norm Macdonald was annoying. I thought he is playing a character that he plays very well, kind of thing. And so it was, it worked for me. But again, same thing though. It's like, it's that age, it's that early, well, actually 98. early to mid 90s, that happy Madison vibe, like,
oh, yeah,
you know,
like
you're saying, it's all yeah. SNL veterans. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, no, that I think I'm not going to watch this movie every year, you know, but it's certainly something that I could rewatch every, you know, 5 years kind of thing.
The fucking mob scene is fucking hilarious when they're just holding the fish, just standing there, and the guy's narrating everything that's happening when they're fucking getting killed. Now he's using a chainsaw. He's using it on me.
Right. I had fun with that. Yeah, no, I had a lot of fun with the movie. I get a solid dollar for sure. And it's another one. Super quick. Super fast, right? Yeah. You just jam through joke after joke, like bit after bit, like silly outfit after silly. I mean, not silly, but like that.
It's like a bra's going to go down. What song are you going to pick?
That,
Rolling
that
Stones.
90s Street vibe.
Man. G7. Yeah. Oh, you hit G8. And Pinella Kill kicks in. So good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I had a good time with it.
Nice.
Tony, you give a waste of time, huh?
Yep.
That would be a waste of time.
That fucking scene when Don Rickles is roasting him when he's doing their speech, that's the one me and fucking Frankie would quote to each other all the time. He's like, look at you, you fucking tub of lard.
So yeah, Baskin Robbins called,
pulling down their five flavors. He starts talking to his stomach, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, you think that's funny? Yeah, I thought that was funny earlier when you were talking to his belly. He's like, oh, you got a personality like a dead moth. Why don't you go live with a horse and don't bother anybody? Don Rickles is fucking savage, man. He was
ripping. Yeah.
That must have been so funny when you had him on there. He's the best. Yeah, Derwick gets slated for me. I can watch this anytime, man.
Wow. We literally ran the gamut on this. No way are motherfuckers guessing this one right.
Oh, man. Yeah, if they've seen it, dude, it's that fucking funny, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Nobody's – you just fucked everybody.
Oh, I did? Well, yeah.
Wait, what'd you give it?
Get your Slater. I gave it a dollar. He gives it a Slater.
Oh, shit.
It was a fucking movie.
Okay. All right.
Put that in your pipe.
Slater,
and
dollar,
kids.
And waste. Here we go. Let's go, Rob.
Dirty Work.
Dirty Work.
This is easily a fucking Slater for myself.
Oh!
Thank you. Exactly.
This fucking movie is funny from beginning to end. Everybody's dead in this fucking movie now.
I know. It is
sad. That why I deserve a Slater. But knowing you guys, I know Fonzo, you have to get a Slater.
Boom. All right,
sir. You're welcome.
Nice.
Everybody in this movie. I think Harley and the robot will give it a dollar. Just because, you know, they'll find it funny, but they won't put full respect on it. But this is a fucking Slater for myself. All right,
Jerry,
boys. Bad boys for life.
Fuck you, Harley.
Rob, my man. Learn to double down. You could get an extra point.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gotten an extra point on that Slater. But you got 2 points. So good job.
Part of the plan.
There you go.
It's part of his plan not to double down.
It's part of his plan. That's right. That's right. Yep, and then let's see, what did Angie have to say about Dirty Work? She said Fonzo a dollar. Oof. Me a waste of time. Good job. And then Harley a dollar. Ah, there you go.
Oh shit.
So
I'm a dollar.
Did everybody just scored exactly the same amount this week? Uh-oh. It was 2 points.
Oh,
4 points each.
Then, right?
They both earned 4 points. Yeah. So they both get on the.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, they're the only two that played, so.
And they were the only two that
and
played.
And they tied.
And it was tied. That's awesome. All right. Well, let's.
Cutting tickets in Kuwait. Sucking sand. Sorry, I just saw the scene again where he was giving him shit.
Let's see.
What were we were watching? We were watching Tosh.0, or not Tosh.0, but we were watching a really old Daniel Tosh stand up. And I realized, I was like, oh, right. He's got the Jeselnik thing. They're insult comics, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. their comedy sketch, their style is to insult anybody and everybody. You know, it's not just about making jokes that are.
Hey, there's a dead hook in his trunk.
Right. Like, it's not just about, like, making jokes about, you know, different demographics, but it's literally insulting sometimes
he called, audience hey, members. He's like, thanks, fat woman, for holding our fall. Just stop having. He's like, I love Chevy Chase, too, when he's like, hey, when the bookie shoots your toe off, you know, you think you paid your debt, but you still don't. You still owe money. I don't think that's fair.
You still owe money, and I'm losing my finger.
Every time we kept seeing him, he had, like, a broken arm, broken leg.
How the fuck was he supposed to perform surgery?
Exactly. He got his money, though. Uh-huh. So funny.
All right, here we go. All
right.
We got everybody on the board. That's a crowded pizza pie there.
Oh, shit.
Let's go shuffle, 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 and we spin.
Spin that wheel.
Doom, doom, doom. Oh, Fonzo extra credit again?
Motherfucker.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Remove that shit. Jeez.
Come on now.
All right. Next up, let's go shuffle again.
Spin that wheel. Oh, shit.
Fast. All right. It's me. Yeah, that's solid.
MCP with HW. MCP
with a homework. All right. So let me go look at my syllabus. All right, so I don't remember exactly how this came on my radar, but a movie called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies from 2022.
Right.
It's an A24, that's how, because it's probably artsy.
There we go.
It's an artsy, yeah.
Bodies, 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 2020, Amanda Stenberg.
It's a horror movie?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not me to pick a
dark,
horror movie.
Dark comedy.
Dark comedy.
Teen horror.
Whodunit?
Comedy, horror, mystery, thrill.
Feels like that other one we watched with the...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I thought it was that one, yeah.
When a group of rich 27 plan a hurricane party at a remote family mansion, a party game turns deadly. Did I see Pete Davidson on the cover? Yep. Yeah. All right.
All right.
What else?
7:39. So that's Fonzo's got the extra credit.
2009 or 1993. Right, there are my syllabus.
2009 or 1993? Oh, right. 93 was last week, too, that was competing with 84. And I went, I'm just going to go up to 93. I'm just going up the decades.
That's fine. We got one 2022 and a 90. That's fine.
There we go.
All right. Well, since I'm not familiar with it. I don't watch this enough. But my friend seems to like it. I'm going to give it a shot. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Ah!
Oh,
yes.
The third.
Seems to like it.
Turtles awesome. In Time.
Yeah, we shall see. I gotta watch it. Motherfuckers gotta watch it. Gotta give it another.
I've seen it, like, once.
I've seen
it once. I'm saying, right? Also. It's like, it's extra credit, but, like, when's the last time you saw it?
Yeah, it was a while ago, for sure.
Oh, man. Probably 25 years ago.
It's been a lot of time, right? Yeah,
but they haven't made a decent fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie ever since. Or, you know, Elias Pateas is still in it. We still got Casey Jones.
He comes back in this one, yeah. Oh, we get the April from the second one. H. Turco.
Right. Yeah, we only got the one in the first movie, right?
Yeah.
Then you got her autograph, didn't you?
Judith O. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
OG April. Am I late in my Sony payments again?
What about Paige Turco? Did you get hers?
I haven't got her. No.
Oh,
I'm getting one. It's part one poster, so I'm getting one from part one.
I gotcha.
So I've got April O'Neil, Raphael was in Ken Scott was in the suit, Ernie Reyes who was in Donatello's suit, Brian Tochi was the voice of Leo, and then Mikey was the voice of Mikey. So still need the voice of Raph. Still need the voice of Oh, Donatello, obviously. Corey Feldman. I'm going to ask Corey. Yeah, he's going to be pricey.
I was going to say, I feel like he would do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he'd sign it. If you pay him, he'll sign anything.
Right, everybody does it.
Everyone's got a price. Yeah.
Right.
He's higher than all of them, though, but oh well. I need him on there.
Well, and so, hold on. Like so now I'm curious. Big. Slightly off topic. Mm-hmm. Am I correct in that Robert was referencing getting Anthony Hopkins, but not actually just getting his autograph where you send off, right. What is it, like a head, and he signs
yeah,
it, and like then he sends it back to you?
There's like a private signing, yeah. You can send in, you can do call, what's called in send-ins, yeah.
So how is that different than just going online and buying up on eBay if you could confirm that it is, in fact, not
Well, it's forged. I guess it's riskier where this one's like known groups where they, you know,
right.
Get a certificate and everything. eBay, you're still kind of taking a risk looking at the photos and description.
I could see that for sure. Yeah. Is there any way to authenticate?
Well, they take a picture saying, look, you know, here, look, this is the certificate, but.
Oh, it's that, like the Reddit proof of ask me anything thing.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a picture of us. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the only thing. Yeah. But these other ones were like, these are legit. They've been doing it for a while. I have a picture of them signing your item too. You know, like, look, this is your item because it's already got all these signatures. We're adding them
right.
Yeah. Especially if you can't go to the East Coast or something, someone's going to be like, here before they're gone to be morbid. But you know.
What percentage of your autographs do you get a picture with the actor or actress?
If they're voice actors, not that much, unless they're included with it. But
because I've seen a lot of pictures of you with people.
Yeah, I try to get a lot. Yeah, I try to get the picture for sure.
Yeah, but it's not like 90% or something like that.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, one time if they were pricey, I was like, you know what? I just want your. You're the only voice. I don't need a picture. You know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're Ernie Reyes, he wasn't too expensive, but he's done other stuff too. So it's like, okay, it's cool to get Ernie. Like if I was just getting him for Turtles, which I did, but. He's still in the race with Red Sonja, Surf Ninjas, you know. Oh, Surf Ninjas. That was the other one I wanted to add. So that reminded me. And it's a syllabus. But most of the time, yeah, I try to get. All right. So I think, yeah, we got the movies for next week, right? Bodies, 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 and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Yep. It's weekend time. You're ready for Weekends.
Who wants to go first?
So, okay, I'll go first. Sunday, I went for a hike today. Nice hike. Had a movie night over at the Rice's house. We watched Half Baked and the other movie. So that was cool. Did you? What? Half Baked? No, I didn't. I didn't need to. I was just like, yeah, I knew this motherfucker. So yeah, like I said, today I went for a hike. Weather's been nice. Yesterday, I helped Chua with firewood around his house. He's got a bunch of. He burns firewood like we do, and he got a late start, so I was helping him process firewood. He's got a small tractor that he can use to move wood around and stuff, so it's like working on a farm kind of thing.
Cool.
That's it. Yeah.
I didn't do much. We don't really celebrate 4th of July stuff. We just chilled at home. Played video games, drank, just took a day off from working because we worked on the weekend a little extra, but on Friday we just like nope, we're not going to any parties, we're not going to socialize, we're not going to burn our social battery, we're just going to hang out with each other at home, and we played games at home, watched movies at home, not movies but TV shows, Love Island. I think that's our current trash TV that we're enjoying. Played video games. On Saturday, we went out to the rooftop. I think I was alluding to it earlier in the podcast, the rooftop area. And some people were coming out, and they were going to start barbecuing, and they couldn't turn on the grills. And so they're like, "Do you guys know how to do this?" We're like, "No." But we're gonna help, and so we got up. We started trying to figure it out, and we're pretty buzzed at this point. But still, we're up and out, and all the clickers were down. Like one of the clickers wasn't clicking, like when you push to ignite it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh well, maybe the battery's dead. So I went to the other one, and I took its battery, and it came over, and it still didn't work. So I was like, all right, Lane, go get our lighter. So she ran to get the lighter. We got them all working, using our lighter and just lit it up. But so we were just being helpful with everybody out there. And they're like, "Well, come back when we got some ribs. They'll be done in like an hour. Come back and join us." We're like, "Oh yeah, sure. we'll in an hour."
Yeah, sure. See you there.
Yeah, nope. Like, nope, we're not going. Like, we came back to the apartment, and I'm like, "We're not going back out there, right?"
Rumor has it they're still outside waiting for you out there, Tony.
I know. Oh, yeah. poor old lady. I was like, "No, there's no way. There's no way we would be bringing them down. Our whole point of this weekend is that we're not going to drain our social battery for us to go out there with strangers to their barbecue would be fucking insane." On our social battery, like, we would be so drained. That would be you're like, "Nope, we're not going out there." I don't care how drunk we get, we're not going out there. We're like, "Okay, cool." So that was Saturday, and then today we just chilled, watched the movies. I watched The Homework and Extra Credit today. I've been walking. We have a walking pad. And so I've been walking while watching the movies. That's a pretty good amount of time to be on your feet.
I'm telling you, man, that's how I do my motorcycle races on the treadmill.
And it's how long like do those hours. Take?
Boom.
2 hours?
Yeah, right 2 hours. Boom.
Cool.
Get my, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, that totally works. So that's definitely going to become a staple of watching the movie. Watching our assignments is just walk it. Just walk while I watch the movie.
Yep.
Motherfucker's got to walk it.
Motherfucker's got to walk. Yeah. No, it's great. What do you got, Fonzo?
Friday. Yeah, I was off Friday. 4th of July. So 4-day right. weekend for me. And our annual balloon contest, fucking battle between the neighbors.
Oh, right.
For 12 years, we've been realized it was 12 years. Oh, the night before, I went to Target and picked up some balloons, and I got the cooler, filled it all up. It was 256 balloons. Normally, I'd buy two of those packs, so we'd have a ton. But problem is, you got to pick that shit up afterwards. So I was like, you know what? One pack is enough. And it filled the whole cooler, which was enough. And we're situated in the middle of the house, which is kind of funny because we're in the middle of the war zone. Our neighbors are across from us, and then our neighbors on the left side are behind us. So it's like, yeah, me and Reagan were in the middle of the crossfire. So we had to be extra sneaky, and then, you know, and they're hiding behind my work truck. So we had multiple targets, and I think it made it easier for us because crew was still sleeping. He didn't come out. Amy usually records, and then River just didn't want to do it or something. I don't know. So we're like, fuck it, me and you, Reagan, let's go. We got this. And that gave him a little Fortnite shotgun in case he ran out of balloons. He can just score people with it. I just found it laying around from years past, but it's always so much fun, man. It's super hot out, and then when you get hit with water, it's fine, man. I don't care, but it's I must have a streak now. Just get hit in the nuts every time. It happened again. And Amy caught this amazing picture where it's just like it's like before fucking destruction, right before I get hit. And she finds it hilarious. She was ready to share it to the group, and I was like, no, they don't need to see it. You can just show it from your phone. That's it. I don't need to show it. Oscar, though, my neighbor, oldest, he did get hit too. Cause I don't know if it was, I don't know who threw it, but I hear him go, you know, the sound guys get hit. They're just like, oh, you can tell.
Yep.
And he started crawling away. I'm like, oh, that dude got hit in the nuts. He's out. Yeah, man, it gets going. Then my neighbor uses the lid of as a shield. She was walking with it. I'm like, oh, hell no. One year she wore a baseball helmet. This time she was using a shield. So it's like, oh, it makes it even easier target. But dude, after that, I was worn out, man. After balloon and then cleaning everything up, being in that heat, I took a nap. I never take a nap during the day, but I just relaxed. I took a nap, and then afterwards it was potluck time, and everyone bought some food. We were sitting outside hanging out. It'd been a while. I had my little speaker playing some music, we were just all having fun, just reminiscing, talking about the balloon fight, and talking about the kids when we first started. They were little, now they're older. And, it's just been a lot of fun, man, because, you know, one of them is going to go to college, the other ones are in college, or they just we just won't be doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Any much longer, so we've got to enjoy as much as we can, and we, like I said, we've had neighbors, you know, come and go, and they've done it too with us, and, you know, and it has gotten smaller, but, you know, we still do it, man. It's still a lot of fun. Like I said, we had played Batman. I haven't been in a while since we played that, and that was a lot of fun. So, you know, we're this summer maybe we can do it. Everyone's just got so busy, got so many schedules. And then on Saturday, Janelle hits me up and says, "Hey, you want to go to the comic? You want to go comic book hunting? This motherfucker's possessed. This dude's on fucking. This is like crack for him. He every week, every time he's got off, he's got to go to another shop. He's just trying to finish his collection." I'm like, "Yo, man, this ain't a race. You can take your time. You ain't got to get all of them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why he's such in a hurry. Like, he's already like at 500 books. Motherfucker started it. He was like at 180 or some shit.
Wow.
So yeah, he wants to go. So we went to this one spot in Escondido Mall. I told my buddy he's opened up his own shop there, and he said he'd have a soft open, but he still wasn't ready technically. But he let us in, see what he's got, and then I, of course, had to look through his books and see. And it's a guy that wasn't ready to take transactions, so he's like, "I can take cash. Nobody carries cash anymore." So of course, we go to the ATM, the food court. Then I was like, "You know what? Let me buy something so we can have some cash and change." I'm like, "Oh, you know what? It's a good idea." But we buy some drinks. We go in there. We're talking to the guy. He shows us this cool G.I. Joe magazine signed by Sergeant Slaughter. He's all stoked because we're talking about wrestling. And he puts it on the counter. Ronaldo puts his Red Bull on the counter. And what does that fucker do? Just guess.
Guess, yeah.
Knock it over.
What is he? Knocks it over.
Spills it.
Spills it on the counter. Spills it on the fucking magazine. Luckily, the magazine in the plastic protector case. So it's all good. It's all good, right? My aunt hands him the paper towel. Ronaldo starts wiping it down. What does he do next? What does he do next? Not only did he spill the drink, now he's furiously fucking waxing off as fast as he can to dry it off because he's so embarrassed. He fucking waxes on so fucking fast, he knocks over the fucking signed magazine. We hear, now I'm like, "Oh no, Tanola, you can't. This was your first transaction. This might be your last. This can't be real. He just showed us. He picks it up." Then I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry." I look at Danilo, I was like, you. Look at the guy, I'm like, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." I go, "Man, don't worry about it. He'll pay the full fucking price you paid for that fucking thing." Cause he said earlier, it was $200. I was like, "My man will pay $225 for whatever the fuck you did." I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me." He picks up the case, bottom corner broken. Case of the, I'm like, "You." I was like, "I can't take this motherfucker anywhere."
Jeez.
I'm like, why didn't you finish the drink like I did? I was just carrying the can. Why did you put it there? How'd you spill it? Like, the guy's like, "Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it." He's like, "Just come back and buy those other comics that you need. I'll have them for you." You know, you're being so nice. And I'm like, "Oh my God." And then I was like, he's like, "I'm so embarrassed." I'm like, "God damn right, you should be embarrassed. What the fuck are you doing?" I was just like, "Of course, right? Of course, right?
Of course, of course."
I know.
Wow.
Just like, so the whole time he's giving shit about it, you know? So we go to this other comic store. It's underneath. It's called Comics and Stuff. It's like a franchise, you know? It's probably frowned upon, you know, some regular comic collector. That's because of franchise, but who cares? They got back issues. They got stuff. I don't care. I don't care. I bought some books that I needed, and he bought some more books. I'm like, "Hey, try not to knock some shit over while you're in this store, right?" I said it loud so, you know, people would hear it. And he's just like, "This is me a dirty look." Like, I'm like, "Why you fucking give me a dirty look, motherfucker? You're the one fucking..."
You're the one spilling shit.
Yeah. Oh, and then when I'm buying my books in the red shirt, they got this cool-ass statue from this character from Lord of the Rings, that sloth-looking motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? From the first one they're fighting? He looks like a big troll with a big fucking club. He's got the chain around his neck.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Machine arrows? Yeah. That's like Quasimodo. That's what he looks like, right? He's like Quasimodo. And then I was like, "Oh, look at this thing. He's cool. He's touching it." I'm like, "Man, you better stop touching that before you break it." You would think he was a kid. Tell him not, you know, like, "That shit's hot. Then don't put your hand on there." He put his hand so fast behind his back. He was so scared. He's like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." I was like, "If you would have fucking broke that thing, I would have never stopped giving you shit about it." The way he's like, teaching all hard. She's like, "Oh, look at this thing. It's from Lord of the Rings." I'm like, what are you fucking, just don't touch that thing, you know?
Right.
Like, a little bit modern, him fucking breaking his stupid body. Because I would have totally, "Hey, you better buy that shit. Fucking broke it. I don't care." That's but I can't take that dude anywhere, though. Yeah. But it's always fun hanging out with him until he breaks shit. Then I'm embarrassed. Then I got to walk away.
Right. Yeah. I was like, "Come on, man."
I just introduced him to, like, the last week before, you know? They're probably like, "Hey, man, don't bring your friend over here again." So, unfortunately, I don't think they'll be ready
to like, yet. You can bring him, but he has to wait outside.
Exactly.
Can you tie him to a bench or something?
Just give me his cash. He can stand outside, buy his books, and give it back to him. Yeah. Seriously. I just couldn't believe it. The guy, he just showed us, like, fucking 3 minutes before. Fucking, like, how are you not careful with that thing? Why don't you move it clean where you're cleaning? Not just... You should have seen him. He was so fast.
Like you said, he gets super nervous.
He does, yeah. And me giving him shit probably doesn't help either, you know. But I gave him shit after he already fucking spilled the first. I'm like, "Oh, Tanaldo, what are you doing?" You know.
Right.
It cracks me up just thinking about it. I fucking spilled Red Bull. It wasn't funny when he spilled it in my room, I'll tell you that much. Hmm. And it wasn't funny there either, because he ain't listening anyway, so fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking Denaldo. Always knocking shit over. Steve Urkel. And then today, chilled, man. I guess it was fried chicken day, apparently. Harley, I'm surprised you're not celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was looking up gifts, and then that came up. I'm like, is that a real thing? And she said it was a real thing. She posted on there, so I'm like, there you go. But yeah, just chilled today because I've watched both movies back to back. It's just warm. It's so fucking warm today.
It's thirsty.
I did hit up my comic shop to get some more because they were having a sale, buy two, get one free. So I got me some more trades. And now, as of right now, I am currently standing at 900 comic books.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've only read 422 of them. So I got a lot to catch up to do. But yeah, that concludes my weekend, y'all. And I think it's going to end this episode, right? Unless you guys got anything else.
Nope.
I got nothing.
Nope. Got nothing? Well, this is going to conclude episode 7.
Next week, same bad time, same bad channel.
Yep.
This is going to conclude episode 738 of the Bad Boys Podcast. We just randomly ranted all things movies. I've been your host, Fonzo, saying, don't spoil your Red Bull. We ride together.
Harley, we die together?
MCP, Bad Boys for Life.